The following is an audio recording of Drug Warriors Are Murderers, an open letter to UNODC, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, published August 29, 2024, by the drug war philosopher on abolishthedea.com.
There are no drugs of abuse. There are bad laws and social policies, like a refusal to educate, that make drugs dangerous. Thousands of young people were not dying in the streets when opium was legal in America. They're dying in the streets now from opiates because prohibition limits their ability to find safe drugs with known dosages, while promoting fear instead of knowledge. These deaths were all preventable, and they were all caused by drug warriors and the drug war. Get out of the business of ruining people's lives because they are trying to use time-honored medicines. Start educating, stop arresting. Start regulating, rather than demanding that everyone in the world stop using indigenous godsends. Drug warriors are as biased and insane as Francisco Pizarro when it comes to drug policy. They are in complete denial. They blame all the downsides of prohibition on drugs themselves. No wonder. They don't want to accept the sad truth that they are responsible for the thousands of deaths of young people on American streets.
You have been listening to an essay entitled Drug Warriors Are Murderers, an open letter to UNODC, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, published August 29, 2024, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the drug war philosopher at abolishthedea.com.